This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 15th, Famous in Bethlehem. Our reading comes from Ruth chapter 4. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as the guardian redeemer he had mentioned came along. Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here." And they did so. Then he said to the guardian redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative, Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line." "I will redeem it," he said. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi, you also acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's widow, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." At this, the guardian redeemer said, "Then I cannot redeem it, because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it." Now, in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it yourself," and he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witness that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired a Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today you are witnesses." Then the elders and all the people at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than 7 sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The story of Ruth is one of the Bible's great love stories. It overflows with kindness and compassion. It also highlights how God's people experience his sovereignty and tender mercy as he works through the lives of his people. As Ruth had shown kindness to Naomi, her mother-in-law, so Boaz, a close relative of Naomi, showed kindness to Ruth. Boaz's kindness is not only personal, but also flows from the kindness of God as he acts to provide Ruth and Naomi a home, because they are his relatives. Boaz acts as the guardian redeemer for Ruth and Naomi. And the people of Bethlehem bless Boaz by saying, "May you be famous in Bethlehem." We might never have given Bethlehem a second thought if not for the fact that Ruth and Boaz, with their son Obed, became ancestors of David there. And many years later, Jesus, a descendant of David, was also born in Bethlehem. Jesus saves us from our sin through his birth as the Son of God and through his death on the cross. Why? Love. In fact, it's the greatest love story ever. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Pray with me. Father, you honored Ruth and Naomi, showing kindness to them through Boaz as their guardian redeemer. And today, through their descendant and your Son, Jesus, you honor us by redeeming us from sin. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.